Can you tell us about the history of female monastics or aspirants that stayed at the monastery in the early days and why it didn't work out? A little bit. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but I was in Anagarika, and we had Sister Ajahn's Sundara and Sister Jitendriya living here, and also Sister Tanasanti for a while. They were Siladharas, and it's just you know, it comes up in communities. It's just difficult to have male and female monastics together, and I won't go into the details here because this is a public teaching, but just that it's just coming back to the way the Buddha originally set it up, with separate communities that meet up sometimes, is just so much more efficacious, it seems. But it also wasn't bad. I did have a lot of appreciation for them when I was in Anagarika.